US ends ban on openly gay soldiers. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. US lawmakers voted on Saturday to end the ban on gay men and women serving openly in the armed forces. It brought an end to a 17-year campaign over a policy that's prevented or discouraged thousands of gays and lesbians from joining America's military. There was an overwhelming victory as senators voted 65-31 in favor of repealing the law. It was introduced under Bill Clinton's presidency and was called Don't Ask, Don't Tell. President Obama was very pleased with the Senate's decision, saying it was time to close this chapter in our history. He added, "As Commander-in-Chief, I am also absolutely convinced that making this change will only underscore the professionalism of our troops as the best-led and best-trained fighting force the world has ever known." Obama will sign the landmark bill into law this week, although the changes won't take effect for at least several months. Political commentators hailed the decision and likened it to the end of racial segregation in the military. Senator Joe Lieberman, who was at the front of efforts to end the law, said, "We righted a wrong." Another senator, Ron Wyden, said, "I don't care who you love. If you love this country enough to risk your life for it, you shouldn't have to hide who you are." Opposed to the bill was former presidential candidate John McCain, who said, "We are doing great damage. Don't think there won't be a great cost." One gay ex-airman, Michael Almy, is looking forward to rejoining the Air Force. "I can't wait to be a part of it again," he said.